Om Sahana Bhavatu, Sahana Pranatu, Sahadiryam Karavavahai, Tejasvinavadhitamastu Mavidvishavahai. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. Let's do this, turn this off. Yes, turn this off, page 17 of this one. First page of it. Yeah. Om yas chanda samrishabho vishvarupaha chando kyo tyamrita atsam babhuva samendro medhaya asmranotu amritasya devadharana bhuyasam shariram me vicharshanam jashwa me matimattama karana abhyam bhuri vishvivam brahmana koshosi medhaya pihitaha shritam me gopaya avahanti vitanvana kurvana chiramatmanaha vasagumsi mamadavascha annapane cha sarvada tato me shriyamavaha lomasham pashidis sahaswaha amayantu brahmacharina swaha vimayantu brahmacharina swaha pramayantu brahmacharina swaha tamayantu brahmacharina swaha shamayantu brahmacharina swaha yasho jane sani swaha shreyan vasyaso sani swaha tantva bhagat pravishani swaha samabhagat pravishaswaha tasmin sahasrashakhe nipagahan tvaimraje swaha yathapas pravatayanti yatha masa aharjaram evam mam brahmacharinah dhatarayantu sarvata swaha prativeshosi pramabhahi pramapadyasva aham vrikshasi om aham vrikshasya reriva kirtit krishtam gireriva Urdhva pavitro vajini vasvamritamasmi Dravinagum savarchasam Sumedha amritochitaha Iti krishan korvedanu vachanam Brahma Viratmurti, page 22. Brahma viratnoti param tadeshapyukha satyanyanam anantam brahma yo veda nihitam guhayam paramevyo man so oshnite sarvan kama ansaha brahmana vipaschiteti tasmad va etasmad atmana akashasam bhutaha. Now, go to Asaneva Sabhavati. It's the last paragraph that we were working on, paragraph number 6. In this thing, for those that have this, is page 24.
Page 24.
Of this one, for you all, it's the very last paragraph. Everybody have it?
Which is the first one?
Peter, it's just the very last page. That's all you need. That's all. What for? He's using transliteration. Oh, yeah. If you're not using transliteration, it's the next to the last page. Do you have it here?
I do use some kind of short.
You said you've got
14, 23, 24. I don't know why.
Where is this? You don't have a page after this?
I do. I have a page. Yes.
Where is it? Okay. Ah, this is what you want. That's perfect. That's all we need right now. Okay, so repeat after me. Om, Om. Asan neva sa bhavati. Asad brahmeti veda chet. I think Swami Vaghishananda is putting more of a ta on that, so it would be like this. Asad brahmeti veda chet. Asad brahmeti veda chet. Asti brahmeti chet veda. Asti brahmeti chet veda. Santamenantato viduriti. Tasyaisha eva sharira atma. Yah purvasya. Atato nu prashnaha. Uta vidvanamung lokam pretya. Kaschana gacchati. Aho vidvanamung lokam pretya. Aho vidvanamung lokam pretya. Kaschana gacchati. Kaschit samashnuta u. So kamayata. Let's go back to Kaschana gacchati with a long. We'll just do that whole section. Kaschana gacchati. Aho vidvanamung lokam pretya. Kaschit samashnuta u. So kamayata. Now let's chant together from Kaschana gacchati. Kaschana gacchati. Aho vidvanamung lokam pretya. Kaschit samashnuta u. So kamayata. I'm going to do it a little faster. Kaschana gacchati. Aho vidvanamung lokam pretya. Kaschit samashnuta u. So kamayata. Okay. Kaschana gacchati. Aho vidvanamung lokam pretya. Kaschit samashnuta u. So kamayata. I don't know why I'm getting something's happening to me. Kaschit samashnuta u. Do one more time from Kaschana. Kaschana gacchati. Aho vidvanamung lokam pretya. Kaschit samashnuta u. So kamayata. Okay. Now repeat after me. Bahusyam.
Prajayeyeti.
Bahusyam prajayeyeti.
Bahusyam prajayeyeti.
For Ja Ye Ye Ti.
For Ja Ye Ye Ti.
Bahusyam for Ja Ye Ye Ti.
Bahusyam for Ja Ye Ye Ti.
So Bahusyam long way. Bahusyam for Ja Ye Ye Ti.
Bahusyam for Ja Ye Ye Ti.
Satapo tapyata.
Satapo tapyata.
Satapo tapyata.
Satapo
tapyata.
Satapo
tapyata.
Satapo
tapyata.
Tapyata.
Satapo tapyata.
Satapo tapyata.
Satapastatva.
Satapastatva.
Satapas.
Satapastatva.
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 Satapastatva. Idigam sarvam asrijata. Idigam sarvam asrijata.
Idigam sarvam asrijata.
Idigam sarvam asrijata.
Idigam sarvam asrijata.
Idigam sarvam asrijata. Yadidam kincha.
Yadidam kincha.
But Anuswara is na, right? Yadidam kincha.
Yadidam kincha.
Yadidam kincha.
Yadidam kincha.
Tat shrishtva.
Tat shrishtva.
Tat shrishtva.
Tat shrishtva.
Tadeva nu pravishat.
Tadeva nu pravishat.
Tadeva nu.
Tadeva nu.
Pravishat.
Pravishat.
Tadeva nu.
Pravishat.
Tadeva.
Tadeva.
Anupravishat.
Anupravishat.
Tadeva anupravishat.
Tadeva anupravishat.
Tadanupravishya.
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 Satcha.
Satcha.
Tetcha bhavat.
Tetcha bhavat.
Satcha tetcha.
Satcha
tetcha.
Satcha tetcha.
Satcha tetcha bhavat.
Satcha tetcha bhavat.
Satcha tetcha bhavat.
Satcha tetcha bhavat.
Niruttancha.
Niruttancha.
Aniruttancha.
Niruktam,
because that takes the palatal nasal, that Anuswara takes the palatal nasal, so Niruktam cha, Niruktam cha.
Niruktam
cha, Niruktam cha.
Niruktam
cha, Niruktam cha.
Niruktam cha, Niruktam cha.
Nilayanan cha, Nilayanan cha.
Nilayanan.
The Anuswara takes the nasal there, the palatal nasal. Nilayanan.
Nilayanan cha.
Nilayanan cha.
Nilayanan cha.
Nilayanan cha.
Nilayanan cha.
Cha. Cha. Nilayanan cha.
Cha
nilayanancha.
Cha
nilayanancha.
Cha
nilayanancha.
Cha
nilayanancha.
Nilayanancha nilayanancha.
Vijnanancha.
Vijnanancha.
Avijnanancha.
Avijnanancha.
Vijnanancha avijnanancha.
Vijnanancha avijnanancha.
Cha vijnanancha.
Cha
vijnanancha. Vijnanancha
vijnanancha.
Vijnanancha vijnanancha.
Vijnanancha vijnanancha.
Vijnanancha vijnanancha.
Vijnanancha
vijnanancha. Satyancha. Satyancha natancha. Satyancha. Anritancha. Satyancha. Anritancha.
Satyancha.
Anritancha. Satyam cha mrutam cha.
Satyam cha mrutam cha.
Satyam abhavat.
Satyam
abhavat.
Satyam abhavat.
Satyam abhavat.
Satyam abhavat.
Satyam abhavat.
Satyam abhavat.
Yadidam kincha.
Yadidam kincha.
Yadidam kincha.
Yadidam kincha.
Tat satyam.
Tat
satyam.
Tat satyam.
Itya chakshate.
Itya
chakshate. Tat satyam itya chakshate.
Tat satyam
nitya chakshate.
Tat satyam
nitya chakshate. So when we're chanting, it'll be Tat satyam nitya chakshate. Tat satyam nitya chakshate. I break the sandhi, it's Tat satyam iti achakshate. Right? But if when we're chanting, it'll be Tat satyam nitya. Tat satyam nitya chakshate. Tat satyam nitya chakshate. Okay? Tat satyam, tat satyam, itya chakshate. Tat satyam itya chakshate. Tat satyam itya chakshate.
Tat satyam itya chakshate.
Tat satyam itya chakshate. Tat satyam itya chakshate. Tat satyam itya. Tat satyam itya. Tat satyam nitya chakshate. Achakshate. It'll become better when you do the sandhi. Tadapyesha shloko bhavati.
Tadapyesha shloko bhavati.
Tadapyesha shloko bhavati. Tadapyesha shloko bhavati. Okay, let's go back to Sokamiyata. The first two. Repeat after me. Saha akamiyata.
Saha akamiyata.
So, so kamiyata.
So kamiyata.
Saha akamiyata.
Saha akamiyata.
Okay. Bahusyam prajaya.
Bahusyam.
Oh, sorry. Prajayeya.
Prajayeya.
Iti. Bahusyam
prajayeya
iti.
Okay.
Let's translate those. Saha akamiyata. He desired. Past tense. Saha akamiyata. He means Brahman. Saha akamiyata. Brahman with a maya. Saha akamiyata. He desired. What did he desire? Bahusyam. 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 May I become many. Potential. Bahusyam. May I become many. Prajayeya. Potential. May I be born. May I become many. We had this before at the very beginning. Bahusyam, may I become many. Prajayeya, may I be born. Iti. So it says, Saha akamiyata. Quotes. Saha akamiyata. He desired. May I become many. May I be born. Iti. That's what he desired. Saha akamiyata. Then, Saha tapaha atapyata. Saha tapa. Repeat. Saha tapaha atapyata. Satapo tap. Satapo tapyata. Saha tapaha atapyata.
Saha tapaha atapyata.
Saha tapas atapyata. The tapaha is really from the root tapas. So saha tapaha atapyata.
Saha tapaha atapyata.
Sa tapaha tattva.
Saha tapaha tattva.
So sa tapas tattva. Saha tapaha tattva.
Saha tapaha tattva.
Idagum sarvam asrijata.
Idagum sarvam asrijata.
Idam sarvam asrijata.
Idam sarvam asrijata.
Idam sarvam asrijata.
Idam sarvam asrijata.
Yet idam kincha.
Yet idam kincha.
So, idagum sarvam asrijata yadidam kincha. Idagum sarvam asrijata.
Idagum sarvam asrijata.
Yadidam kincha.
Yadidam kincha.
Sandhi. Idam sarvam asrijata yet idam kincha. Say.
Idam sarvam asrijata yat idam kincha.
Idam sarvam asrijata.
Idam sarvam asrijata
yat idam kincha kincha.
Yat idam kincha.
Okay, let's translate that. So first it says, he desired, may I become many, may I be born. Okay. So then it says. He means Brahman. Tapaha tapyata. Now, tapas, the word tapas means austerities, mortification, that type of thing. It's usually the usual meaning of tapas, but in a previous shruti, in one of our previous shrutis here, tapas is defined as jnanam, as knowledge. And so here, tapas is being defined as knowledge. There's a whole bhasha on why that is so. Tapas will often be used with the verbal root tap, means to do austerities, to suffer pain from doing the austerities, or to be engaged in that discipline. So the tapas and tap will often go together, even though they kind of seem like the same word. He did austerities, something like that. He suffered austerities, something like that. But here, with tapas meaning jnanam, means he practiced, he did that tapas, which is the verb. So he did that tapas, which is jnanam. And what that is meaning is that for Brahman, which is non-dual, Brahman plus Maya, there's nothing there, as we'll see in the next section. There's nothing there except pure Sat. You know, in the cyclical creation, when the creation is unmanifest, there's nothing there but Sat and the what we call avyaktam, the Maya Upadhi, which is an unmanifest condition. I mean, the Maya Upadhi means the manifestation of this whole creation. When it's unmanifest, right, it's like Nirvikalpa Samadhi. And so when the creation comes, how do you say that? What is Brahman doing? Well, it's a visualization of the creation. So it's bringing to mind manifest knowledge. It's bringing to mind knowledge. And so the knowledge itself, that process of the knowledge becoming manifest, becoming visualized, is what is meant here. So if it says, because there's no duality to do anything, there's no one there to engage in some sort of tapas. The only tapas that can be engaged in is the manifestation of knowledge. Right? So you see what I mean? There's nothing, it's not like he can go into some, that there's any type of dwaita where he can, he can perform an act. And so tapas here means jnanam, and doing that jnanam, practicing that jnanam would be what? Bringing it into manifestation. So bringing the creation into manifestation as the manifest knowledge, as Swamiji will use the term manifest knowledge.
But then that's referring to Ishwara, right? Not Chit.
Not it's referring to Ishwara because there's no bringing anything without the Maya Upadhi.
Right.
So when we say Brahman, we mean Brahman always does have the have the Maya Upadhi.
Right.
So
wait a minute. Now I'm confused. Now how are we going to translate this? So something to manifest knowledge?
You could say he visualized knowledge, or he brought knowledge in his, he manifested his knowledge. He practiced. It's very hard to translate. He did tapas. It was basically, he did tapas. What is the tapas? The manifestation of knowledge. So if you say tapas tapyata, it really means he did tapas.
What is tapyata? What form is that?
past tense, atapita.
Atapita. Yeah. Okay.
He did. So he did what? Tapas. But the verb that goes with the tapas is tap. So it means he practiced, means he did that austerity of this tapas. He tapas to tapas. All what I'm saying is you have to realize these two, it's a phrase. They talk about it in the dictionary even. Tapas plus tap. Okay? So he did tapas means what? He did the that manifestation of knowledge. You could say he recalled this vision, he brought this vision to mind. Even though there's no subject-object here, the creation comes into manifestation. I would suggest, and I hope you all have the Taittiriya, right?
Mm-hmm.
I think you should study. It's a long, these are very long bhashas with all kinds of argument and clarification that Shankara goes through in making this clear. So it would be, if you can, take the time to read the bhasha, you would enjoy it. Okay. So I'm just giving you kind of the meaning here with some unfoldment. Do you have a computer? Yeah. Do you have the Taittiriya?
No, but this one made in the kitchen.
Yeah, that's for you.
Oh, thank you.
Do I have any kind of similar capacity as an individual to manifest knowledge?
Mm-hmm.
What?
Well, I ask you to think of a meadow. You're manifesting knowledge. It wasn't there before. It was in the unconscious. It was in the what we call avyekta, the unmanifest state. And so now you bring it to mind. That's the tapas. So for Brahman, the Maya Upadhi, that is brought to mind. And you say, well, yeah, but Brahman is in Nirvikalpa Samadhi. I mean, in Nirvikalpa, there's nobody there. There's no ego. There's no will to bring that to mind. Just like if you're in Nirvikalpa Samadhi, or even if you're in deep sleep either, there's nobody there to say, oh, I think I'll manifest a creation. It's all in avyekta, right? And so then how do you account for that? Well, you can say it's the karmas for the individual. It's the karmas of the jiva, the prarabdha karma, that brings you back out of the deep sleep. Because even your sense organs and everything are an unmanifest condition. You know? And
so we say it's the karmas. Without that karma, I wouldn't wake up.
No, you'd be. Move it on. So then we say it's the karmas of the total, Maya Upadhi, that brings it back into this cyclical creation. That's one way of answering that. Mm. And he discusses that in the Bhasha. Okay. But let's just try to visualize this now, what we're saying here. So he, having done this tapas of bringing to mind manifest knowledge, which would be the whole Maya Upadhi, right, for Ishwara, for Brahman to imagine, means to have manifest knowledge, you have infinite manifest knowledge, which is in the form of the creation.
So then the first tapas here is a noun and the second is a verb, right?
That's right.
So the first is like a universe.
So that would be like galaxies and everything?
The whole, all verb. Duality.
No.
What?
Penny seems to have a question.
You previously answered Danya that it was Ishwara, and you just mentioned that it was Brahman.
Yeah. Brahman plus the Maya Upadhi, right, is Ishwara. Ishwara is Brahman.
Right,
Brahman
right.
is free of Ishwara, but, right?
Right.
But Ishwara is Brahman. So you can be talking from the standpoint of Brahman, because Brahman is Ishwara, or you can be talking from the standpoint of Ishwara. So it doesn't make any difference.
Okay.
Because the self of Ishwara, it's just like I can say you're a jiva, or you're the Atma, because really you're the Atma. That's who you really are, right? But now you have a jiva upadhi. So I can call you the jiva, but if I'm calling you the jiva, the truth of you, the jiva, is Atma.
I understand. But on another level, you explain, well, Brahman isn't ever doing anything. Brahman
That's right, because
anything.
If there's any doing
right.
brought in, you
Easier
always... No, you always just bring in the Maya upadhi,
right?
And so I can talk about this creation as Brahman, or I can talk about it as Ishwara. Ishwara is Brahman. There is no Ishwara without Brahman. There's no jiva without the Atma.
Okay.
But if you're talking about any type of doership, Maya is immediately there. Or any type of activity, any type of duality, there's Maya. But what is Maya really? It's Brahman only. It's like I could talk all going blue in the face about the pot or about the snake. But the only thing that's really there is the clay, the rope. Right? That's reality. That's who you are. Right? So that's what's going on here. They are talking from this, they are using Brahman, not Ishwar. That's a word, so that's why I'm translating it as Brahman. Okay.
So he desires, right?
Mm-hmm. But he can't desire without the Maya Upadhi, but the Maya Upadhi is not a way or other than Brahman. Right? Okay. Okay, now, so he manifests the creation, satapo tapyuta, satapas, saha tapaha, atapyuta. Then, sa tapas taptwa, indeclinable past participle. Saha he. He, having. He, having done that tapas, idagum sarvam asrijata. Having done that tapas, right, you see taptwa?
Mm-hmm.
Having done that tapas, idam sarvam asrijata. He created asrijata, all this. Idagum sarvam asrijata. He created all this. Yadidan kincha. Yadidan kin yad yet idam kincha. He created all this. Yet idam kincha means whatever that is there. Kincha. Yet kincha means whatever.
Mm-hmm.
He created all this. Yet idam kincha. Whatever is there, just make a note, whatever there is. Tatshrishtwa, having created that, that tat stands, tat means that, tat stands for this world. So he created all this, idam sarvam, all this, asrijata, he created all this. Whatever is there, all this that is there, whatever that is there, he created all this. Whatever that is there, having created that, means all that is there. Mm-hmm. Having created that means this world. That he's referring to as this world, Tatshrishtwa. Having created that, Tad Eva Anupravishat. Tad Eva Anupravishat. Anupravishat, past tense, he entered that alone. He entered that very thing. Yeah. Having created that world, all that is here, he entered that. Then there's going to be a big discussion on how did he enter? You know, did he fly in? Or how did that happen, right? So then there's a big satya mitya discussion, right?
He opened the door.
Yeah, he opened the door and walked in.
You know, in the first one where it says saha tapaha tattva, there's that one verse. What is that? You know, tattva is having done the tattva.
See,
like, what is that first?
They're both austerities, but you could translate it like this. When you take the verb...
Oh, having done that. Same idea as the prior
yeah,
one.
Exactly. It's the same.
Yeah.
Having... Like, say if you're doing an austerity, which is a type of mortification, you know, type of a discipline that requires a lot of... Can require a physical pain sometimes or a tremendous amount of discipline. So if you say tapas tattva, having suffered, having engaged yourself in that austerity, and that engagement requires a lot of discipline. So that's the tapas.
That's the tattva, and then in that austerity is the tapas.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, but we would just say having practiced that tapas, having practiced that austerity, having done that austerity.
Mm-hmm.
But the word tap is telling what type of doing or practice it is. It's a doing that requires a lot of concentration, a lot of discipline, a lot of engagement, sometimes a lot of pain. Like in India when they do that, a lot of these yogis do tapas where they'll stand on one leg with their arm outstretched for years.
Yeah.
Or they'll stand totally naked until their skin, in the cold, till their skin turns to bark. So tapas has, those are extreme austerities. So tapas has a wide range, but it also... It means just the practice of any type of sadhana that requires a discipline.
Why do you think they use tapas maybe because it's such a big thing to bring forth the creation? I mean, it's so extreme, do you think?
I don't know. But earlier, I think earlier in another Shruti, it says tapas is jnanam.
What is the austerity for jnanam? What
it's the visualization. Like, okay, say, I'm just making this up, but I think it makes sense. Mm-hmm. If you do an upasana, mm-hmm. you're holding a visualization, like say as a jiva, you do an upasana on a form of the Lord. Right?
Dakshamurti.
Yeah. What you're having to do is manifest that form and hold it. That's the that would be an upasana, that would be the tapas. That's not an easy thing to do. It requires total commitment, total concentration. There is nothing else at all that you're doing. And so you can imagine kind of how if you look at the whole creation, it's not going to be exactly an upasana because it's not an upasana on something. But it's a visualization. Right? The Maya Upadhi itself is a visualization of total manifest knowledge, and that visualization is held for millions of years, right, within the time period of the manifestation. So it's kind of an interesting thing to see it as a tapas. It's like the manifestation of knowledge, and then see, there's the Srishti, right? Stiti. Srishti is creation, so bringing into manifestation. The Stiti is the holding. And then the laya, Srishti Stiti Laya, is the resolution. So that bringing into manifestation, that visualization, is the tapas for Ishwara.
So that makes it a tapas thing.
Well, that's the vision. That's how they're saying it.
Yeah.
So the thing is to understand the meaning of the words, and then the meaning of the words in the context has a certain flavor, you know.
Well, I can see that in my own visualization. Mm-hmm. You have to hold it, you know.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
And then it disappears also.
Right. Yeah. Exactly. So having created that, he entered that very thing. Mm-hmm. Okay? And then, tad anupravishya, indeclinable past participle. Now, having entered, so first it says, having created that, he entered that very thing, that very creation. Then, tat anupravishya, having entered that, satcha abhavat, satcha abhavat. He became sat and chet. Now, here we're in relatively now. Here, sat means whatever is manifest form. So just make a note, there's another big commentary on this. So sat, that which is manifest form. Asa, gross, the gross stula, the gross world, what is manifest form. Asat, the chet, means subtle, that which is unmanifest. In terms of the creation, like for instance, they'll talk about the prana, or the... I guess all those things that are unmanifest, that have not taken form, is the tyat. So that which has form, that which doesn't have form, you can say that which is gross, that which is subtle. Okay?
So he became both manifest and unmanifest.
Yes. He became both the gross and the subtle. Take it like that for sat and tyat. He became both the gross, and that which has form, and that which is without form. So, abhavat, he became, then sat and tyat. That which has form, sat, that which is manifest, and tyat, that which is not manifest, that which is subtle.
And this gives it using cha after both of them.
That's right.
After the second one. Right?
Yeah. Sat cha, tyat cha. Then, niruktam cha, aniruktam cha. Niruktam cha, aniruktam cha. The abhavat continues. He became niruktam, that which can be defined. Niruktam means that which you can find, can define and differentiate one thing from another. Niruktam, that which can be defined. And aniruktam, that which can't be defined. It can't be categorized so easily. He gives the example of something like prana, the vital force. You can't differentiate it. You can't see it. You can't differentiate it. You know, like I can say, this is a chair and this is a rug. I can't say, you know, this is prana. And this is, because it's not manifest for you to be able to differentiate it into a thing and differentiate it from another thing. So niruktam cha, aniruktam cha. Then nilayanam cha, anilayanam cha. Nilayanam is like a nest. So that which has support, that which is supported is nilayanam. Anilayanam is that which is not supported or doesn't support. Nilayanam is that which is supporting. Anilayanam is that which is not supporting. Again, he is the third prana. Mm-hmm. And subtle things are not supporting, whereas physical things support and hold other things. Like, you can even say the physical body holds the prana, mm-hmm. right? But the prana doesn't hold the physical body. The prana requires the physical body. You know, in order, that's what gives it a shape. That's what the container is. So that which is a supporting and that which is not supporting. Vijnanam cha, avijnanam cha. Vijnanam means sentient here, mm-hmm. conscious, and avijnanam, insentient. Vijnanam cha, avijnanam cha. Then satyam cha, anritam cha. Satyam cha means satyam and anritam. Satyam means that which is real in the world. Mm-hmm. The rope would be satyam. Anritam would be the snake. So those things that are projected or imagined that are within relativity, mm-hmm. the things that are real, you know, that actually are there, that actually exist within the creation, is satyam. Anritam are those things which are false, that are not real.
Mm-hmm. Help me out here.
Satyam, these are everything, these opposites are all taking
right,
place
right.
within duality.
Right.
So if we use the word satyam here in reference to unwritten, we're not talking about satyam Brahman.
Right, 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 right.
We're talking about satyam and true and yeah, false
right, right.
within the creation.
Okay.
Real and unreal within
yeah,
the
real
creation.
And unreal,
yeah. Then satyam abhavat is nominative. Satyam became. Now here satyam is Brahman, as we'll see if we go on. Satyam became that which is real and that which is unreal, that which is conscious, that which is insentient, that which is contains and that which can't contain, now that which is definable, that which is not definable. Brahman, which is Satyam, truth, became all of this.
But it was already carrying forward the abhavat, right?
That's right. And now it's repeating.
Okay.
Radha, you're not using conscious here as in conscious and unconscious.
Vijnanam, no, it's conscious and insentient. Like you're conscious, the rug is not conscious. Yeah. Then satyam became yadidam kincha. It became all of this, and it says that satyam became everything that is. Yadidam, this is a repeat. Satyam became all of these things. Yadidam kincha, everything that is, whatever that is. Just making it whatever that is. That satyam became. Tet satyam iti achakshate. Achakshate. They say, who says the Brahmavids? Those who know Brahman from the Bhashya, achakshate, they say, that nasal drops, they say, what? That is satyam. That stands for Brahman. Tet satyam iti achakshate. They say that satyam is that, is Brahman. They say that is satyam.
What is the root here, achakshate?
To say.
It's
yeah.
from
chaksh.
Yeah,
yeah, no, it's not from, no. No, it's from chaksh. Achaksh means to speak, to
awesome.
Say. They say that is satyam, means that Brahman is satyam. Which is everything that is. That satyam became all of these things. Tad, in reference to that, also there is this shloka. This we have all the time. Tadapyesha shloko bhavati.
Could we maybe one time do a a day-long seminar on the arguments behind this. Yeah.
Maybe I want to do on this section a Upasana for us.
Yeah.
We won't do it today, but
Yeah.
Maybe if you can, if you feel to study this, read the Basha. You know, and then we'll review it. When we come back, we'll review it.
Because this is a key thing and a key confusion also, isn't it?
I want to finish this section and then go through it, but if you're interested in it, you should really study it. You know?
On my own?
Yeah, on your own, and then we do it in here.
I'm not going to do it on my own.
I know, but somebody might. Let's go back. We're going to practice chanting this a little bit. We probably won't finish it, but let's try. I'm so calm, you too.
Where?
So kamyata. So calm, so kamyata. Aho vidvana mungle kumpetya kaschit samishnita. So kamyata.
So kamyata.
So kamyata.
So kamyata.
Bahusyam prajaye yeti.
Bahusyam prajaye yeti.
Bahusyam prajaye yeti.
Bahusyam prajaye yeti.
Satapo tapyata.
Satapo tapyata.
Satapo tapyata.
Satapo tapyata.
So kamayata.
So kamayata.
Bahusyam. Bahusyam prajaye yeti.
Bahusyam prajaye yeti.
Satapo tapyata.
Satapo tapyata.
Satapastattva.
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 Idagum sarvam asrijata.
Idagum sarvam asrijata.
Idagum sarvam asrijata.
Idagum sarvam asrijata.
Yadidam kincha.
Yadidam kincha.
Yadidam kincha.
Yadidam kincha.
Tachrishtva.
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 Yadidam kincha. Tachrishtva.
Yadidam kincha. Tachrishtva.
Tadeva nupravishata.
Tadeva nupravishata.
Tadeva nupravishata.
Tadeva nupravishata.
Tadeva nupravishata.
Tadeva nupravishata.
Tadanup. Tadanupravishya.
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 Satchatyacha bhavata.
Satchatyacha bhavata.
Satchatyacha bhavata.
Satchatyacha bhavata.
Satchatyacha bhavata.
Satchatyacha bhavata.
Niruktancha niruktancha.
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 Nilayanancha nilayanancha.
Nilayanancha
nilayanancha. Nilayanancha nilayanancha.
Nilayanancha nilayanancha.
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 Nilayanancha. Nilayanancha.
Nilayanancha.
Nilayanancha. Nilayanancha.
Nilayanancha.
So low, middle, high, low. Okay. Nilayanancha. Nilayanancha.
Nilayanancha. Nilayanancha.
Low, middle, high, low, middle. Nilaya Nancha.
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 Nilaya
Nancha.
Nilayanancha.
Nilayanancha. Nilayanancha.
Nilayanancha.
Nilayanancha.
Nilayanancha.
Nilayanancha. Nilayanancha. Nilayanancha. Nilayanancha. Nilayanancha. Nilayanancha. Nilayanancha. Nilayanancha. Nilayanancha. Nilayanancha. Vijnanancha, vijnanancha.
Vijnanancha, vijnanancha.
Vijnanancha, vijnanancha.
Vijnanancha,
vijnanancha.
Vijnanancha,
vijnanancha.
Vijnanancha, vijnanancha.
Satyancha mritancha.
Satyancha mritancha.
Satyancha mritancha.
Satyancha mritancha.
Satyancha mritancha.
Satyancha mritancha.
Satyam abhavat. Satyam. Satyam abhavat. Satyam abhavat. Satyancha. Satyancha mritancha. Satyam abhavat. Sorry. Satyam chamritancha satyam abhavat. Satyam chamritancha satyam abhavat. Satyam abhavat. Satyam abhavat. Satyam abhavat. Satyam abhavat. Satyam abhavat. Satyam chamritancha satyam chamritancha satyam abhavat. Satyam chamritancha satyam abhavat. No, I'm not doing that quite right. Take a note for Vagi Shananda. It's not sounding right to me, I don't know why. Satyam chamritancha satyam chamritancha satyam abhavat. Satyam chamritancha satyam abhavat. Satyam chamritancha satyam chamritancha. I don't know. Something wrong. Forget it. Yadidang. Yadidang kincha. Yadidam kincha. Yadidam kincha.
Yadidam kincha.
Tat satyam mitya chakshate. 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 Tarapyesha shloko bhavati. Tarapyesha shloko bhavati. Tarapyesha shloko bhavati. Tarapyesha shloko bhavati. Okay. We're going to work on this a little bit more when I come back to this section. Take a break.